Hello, I'm Sonny Melendrez, and welcome to the TEDx San Antonio podcast, featuring brief conversations with our stellar TEDx San Antonio speakers. Now be sure to follow the link on this page for ticket info, complete lineup, and more. Jason Strawn is co-founder of Grok Interactive, a custom software company, as well as co-founder of CodeUp, a software development career school with students of all ages.
We find that a lot of people have a desire to go and create new things, and as computing technology becomes more prolific, it's a desire that a lot of people have. And so we find them as young as 16 and 17 and as old as starting their second career.
Is it any easier to create software or to learn to do that now than it was when you started?
Absolutely. I don't think it's ever been easier to get involved with software development. You have so many tools and resources that are now available. I mean, if you look at the new iPad, iOS 10 that came out, there's a game on there that helps you learn how to program, whether you're a child or a grown adult. And so I think with the ubiquity of software today, the number of opportunities to get involved is tremendous.
So if you can dream it, if you can come up with an idea, then it can happen. Kind of like the Walt Disney philosophy.
Without a doubt. And, you know, Walt's been a huge inspiration to me my entire life, not only the way that he built an organization and looked at leadership, but that idea that, as you just said, if you can dream it and you can imagine it, that you can build it. Most of the limitations that are given to us, we put on ourselves.
What brought you to TEDx San Antonio?
I'm very fortunate to have been selected to come here and speak about something that I feel very passionate about. We all benefit from those that went before us, especially in San Antonio, that created an environment that was so welcoming to entrepreneurship and creativity and diversity and new ideas. Personally, I've benefited so much from this environment that was set by those that came before us that I want to be able to preserve that for the future so that other people can have a similar experience that I did.
And isn't it amazing that you're talking about pioneers hundreds of years ago, and yet here you are developing software? There's a connect here.
The concept of pioneering, whether it's in entrepreneurship or in the historic kind of discovery we think of with Lewis and Clark, they do have a very common vein. In fact, here in Texas, and I talk about this in my talk, when Spain was trying to get the colonization to grow, they created this concept of an impresario, who was somebody they would give land to if they could curate the best settlers to come and create their community. And this was hundreds of years ago. Impresario is the Spanish word for entrepreneur. So I think that the entrepreneurship and the pioneering is something that we've recognized for centuries, and it's in modern times that they really blend and amalgamate into one.
Wow. Right there, that was a TED Talk.
Thank you very much.
Well, we look forward to your presentation. I know it's going to be a grand success. And I think you need to put Empresario next to your name on your card.
Well, I'll certainly take that into consideration.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
That's Jason Strawn, who will wow you with his presentation, Praise Be the Pioneers, How These Entrepreneurs Change Communities, at our next TEDx San Antonio day-long event, Saturday, November 12th, at the Whitty Museum. Be sure to follow the link on this page for complete information. And special thanks to our signature sponsors, Rackspace, Geekdom, and Texas Public Radio. With the TEDx San Antonio podcast, I'm Sonny Melendrez. Thanks for listening.